Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
It is safe to say that Super Eagles manager Gernot Rohr has an incredible love for Africa and its people. Before coming to Nigeria, the 63-year-old German had been on the continent for almost a decade, first working as manager of Tunisian club side Etoile du Sahel, before taking up national team jobs in Gabon, Niger Republic and Burkina Faso. But beyond that, Gernot Rohr is married to a Madagascan who has borne him two sons, hence his bond with Africa is incredibly strong. But in Nigeria, he faces the biggest test of his 27-year coaching career. A football-mad country with incredibly talented players and fans who are perennially hungry for success. Recent failures to qualify for the Africa Cup of Nations and the looming 2018 FIFA World Cup have made the Super Eagles' job even tougher. But Gernot Rohr is incredibly calm and unshaken in his belief that he's the right man for the job. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll bring you the concluding part of the interview with Super Eagles manager Gernot Rohr about his plans for Nigerian football. My name is Tunde Koiki. We'll take a very short break and we'll be right back. Super Eagles coach Gernot Rohr is enjoying his time in Nigeria and is increasingly confident that the Super Eagles can achieve great things under him. In the concluding part of his interview with Super Eagles media officer Toyin Ibitoye, Rohr says he's not worried that team captain John Mikelobi and striker Odion Ighalo have moved to China and that some players are struggling, describing the situation as normal.
This is Sports Planet.
Coach, let's talk about some of our players. Our captain, Joe Mikelobi, has moved to China. Our striker, Odion Ighalo, has moved to China. Some of our players are struggling with their clubs. Is it a worry for you as well that this is happening to our players at this time?
This is a normal situation. We had the FIFA transfer window and some players changed the club. We have some good news with Ndidi in Leicester. He's playing very well. And we have Musa Mohamed is going to Bosnia, so he can play much more than he played in Turkey, I think. And our players who didn't play in the clubs like Mikelobi, they play now in China. They play good football in China. It's not a small championship. China now has big players, so there are good news. Some news are not so good. This the life in football, you know, for some players. Elderson has to come back to Monaco and train with a young team now, but he can play perhaps with the second team, and some other players who are waiting for the opportunity who can come in June, when be end of June, the next transfer window. So that's the life of a national team. No? We must be realist and to see what happens with the players and take the best one when we have to do the choice.
Let's talk about the league in Nigeria. The league championship is back in Nigeria. We will also be playing the qualifiers for CHAN against the winner of Benin Republic and Togo. What's the plan for this tournament?
Yeah, so I have my assistants who have seen when I was in Gabon the local championship, who started very well. I have one assistant, Imama, is a coach of the champion. And they had to start, I think it was not easy for them. It's normal when you're champion, after you must manage. It will be the same problem for Cameroon. You're champion, you must manage the egos of the players, you must manage the transfers, you must manage all the situation, who is different now. Everybody's feeling bigger and higher and greater, you know, so it can be a difficult situation. So my assistants are watching the games, and Yusuf is my first assistant, so he will be charged to coach this team, and I will be only his advisor, you know. So our staff organization is okay already, and he will do it with the help of Aloy too for the goalkeepers, and Aloy also sees all the games. We have our technical committee who is monitoring the games, Victor Ikpeba, who is there inside. We are calling him, we speak together, so everybody has a look. To have a very good team for Chan, it is very important. Even some of them can come higher when there is a possibility to come with Super Eagles A. So we are well organized on that. We must, of course, also be for the Benin-Togo game to watch what happens there and to have a good chance to be qualified for the next Chan.
Coach, when you became Super Eagles coach a few months ago, you said that our team is very motivated to go to the World Cup, and that you are also very motivated to go to the World Cup and do well with Nigeria. You said that you have a feeling that Nigeria is up to something great. Do you still feel the same way now, after a few months down the line?
I always feel that we are ready up to do something great. And what changes is that now the people have seen that Cameroon is really a big team. I already knew it before. I told to everybody the way is long to go to Russia. We are not there. And now everybody knows, the staff, the players, our fans, that it will not be easy. So I'm happy about it. And I'm always very optimistic because I know my team now. And I'm sure that we are able to beat them. But before, we have another big game to prepare, South Africa. So let's prepare South Africa at first, and the Chan, of course, for my assistance. And let's beat South Africa. And after we will see, we have another 2 or 3 months to prepare Cameroon after South Africa. Let us focus to South Africa. Now we followed, we watched the AFCON, of course, in Gabon. We will analyze it and we will have a meeting with our staff another time. But now we have also to prepare South Africa. It's the most important because it's the next challenge. For that challenge, we need the 2 friendly games to try perhaps some new players and new positions and to have again a good feeling with the team. We don't play for results, these 2 games. These 2 games, we want to test some players, some new players. It's not the most important to win. We don't play for, of course, always we want to win, but the most important is to integrate, to involve some players and to make some tests about strategy and about the starting players.
So, Coach, you've been around in Nigeria. Have you seen any fun plays going around Nigeria? Are you enjoying your stay in
yes.
Nigeria?
So now I spent some time in Lagos. I have seen not only the final of the Cup, I've seen the final of Super Cup in Abuja, come back to Lagos. Yesterday with friends we go on Balogun Market.
Balogun Market?
It was wonderful. A big crowd, and some people spoke about the football. Of course, you must beat Cameroon, you must beat Cameroon. I know. And so Balogun Matic, I took a photo because I will send it to Leon Balogun. His father is coming from here, I think. And so I had a beautiful day in Lagos yesterday, in this big city, very nice people. Everybody is in the big hospitality with me, so I'm really happy in Lagos, not only in Lagos, but in Abuja too.
That was the concluding part of our interview with Super Eagles manager Gernot Rohr, where he was speaking about his future plans for the Super Eagles.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
I'm Odion Judy Gallo, Super Eagles striker and Watford Football Club of England player. Keep listening to Sport Planet.
And that's all we have for you on today's episode of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can send me all your sports views, questions, and comments to my Twitter handle, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your copy of Complete Sports Daily or visit www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show from our archives. Before we go, let's tell you that Mark Clattenburg is quitting his job as a Premier League official with immediate effect to become Saudi Arabia's new head of referees. The 41-year-old is widely considered to be one of the best referees in football and took charge of the Euro 2016 final, the UEFA Champions League final, and the FA Cup final last season. I guess he just got tired of all the abuse he was getting from coaches, fans, and TV analysts. Plus, the money was probably better. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Kweki, wishing you all a fantastic weekend and urging you to continue believing
that the planet is listening.